Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. And you know this guy from TV? He's been all over TV. He may have practiced on you at some point. Dr. Travis Stork is with us, former ABC Bachelor, a host of The Doctors. What a great show that was. Groundbreaking. He's a television personality, emergency physician, and author best known for appearing on The Bachelor and as the host of the syndicated daytime talk show, The Doctors, from 2008 to 2020. Wow, I didn't realize it ran that long. Dr. Travis Stork joins us here in the National Defense. Travis, how are you?
I am fabulous. How are you, Randy?
Great, man. You know, when that show first came out, it was really a cultural phenomenon because, I mean, these days, with telemedicine and teledocs and all this kind of stuff, it's kind of commonplace. But man, you guys really were the kind of groundbreaking pioneers of that, weren't you?
It really worked out perfectly. The timing was perfect because people were beginning to realize. And obviously, look, to back up a step, I never intended to be on television. But once I passed The Bachelor, which was an unexpected thing, nothing I ever planned to do, what I realized is the power of television. And back to your point, nowadays, I think it's very commonplace using, as you mentioned, telemedicine to communicate with people. But the power of television to reach a wide audience. And so what were we able to do with The Doctors before social media, before a lot of the things we have now, we were able to really reach this broad audience, talk about things that mattered to all of us. Because as I always tell people, you know, we are all different. We're all unique. But the one thing we all have in common is we would like to achieve optimal health.
Right.
And so it was a really, really cool 12 years to be able to do that. And honestly, I have so many fond memories over the years of it.
Well, and so The Bachelor came before all of that, right?
It did. Yeah, I was an ER doc in Nashville and went to dinner one night with some colleagues, and there happened to be a casting director for The Bachelor there. The next thing you know, a month later, I'm in Paris, France. It's The Bachelor. And my whole life has changed since then, John. It's just been a crazy journey.
That's pretty funny. And then, so when you appeared on The Bachelor during the season finale, you chose the school teacher named Sarah Stone, who coincidentally lived only a few blocks away from you in Nashville. But 1 week after the show's pre-taped finale, you announced you guys both announced that the relationship was over. I always wonder about that. You know, we never hear the other side of that. Was that going anywhere anyway?
You know, the hardest part, and, you know, not to delve into the secrets, but the reality is that you tape the show. We were in Europe, and then you come home, and the show airs over months. And during that time, you have to keep everything silent,
right,
under wraps and a secret. And it's just a really hard thing to do for any relationship. So everyone's lives are still going on, and you're living in this secret world. And I think it just, you know, not just for my season, but for a lot of seasons, it's really hard to maintain that connection while all this other craziness is happening. So, but the good news is this, and I can say this with a clear heart. I'm still friends with Sarah. I'm still friends with many of the other people I met on the show. So the sincerity of it, if you choose for it to be a sincere experience, is 100% there. And to this day, it was one of the best experiences of my life.
That's pretty cool. We're talking to Dr. Travis Stork here on the National Defense. He's now the chief medical officer at NatureMD, where you have developed this is something my wife talks about all the time, a 360-degree gut health product after seeing so many patients in the ER all coming in with gut-related health issues. You know, we didn't used to be concerned with that at all, and it seems like now. And my wife has been on this for a long time and, you know, forcing probiotics down my throat and different things like that. But so many problems stem from that, right?
Well, and Randy, to be fair, when I went to medical school, which is 20, 25 years ago, we had no idea how big the role the gut played. And now we do. And so for me in my career, it's been this evolution, realizing day in and day out in the ER, I'm seeing so many patients with not only abdominal discomfort, that's really the gut health issues, but then other things that we never realize, your gut health, the gut-brain axis, how that's connected to everything from your mood, your energy, your sleep, your mental health, your skin, your immune system. So what I've been able to do, and, you know, I last year when I turned 50, I looked at my family and I thought, you know what? I want to really help solve these problems before they start. I'd had gut health issues until I was in my 30s. And so this product, it's called Gut Rhythm, and I worked with some really smart people. It's both something you take a powder in the morning and a capsule at night. And what it's designed to do is not only focus on your gut health, meaning optimizing how your gut feels, reducing bloat, but also create, you mentioned probiotics, really create this robust, what we call microbiome in your gut. And those are all those really good bacteria. Bacteria are not all bad. So what you're trying to do is create this robust microbiome, which has been associated with improvement in terms of optimal weight, improvement in so many other functions within your body that do not seem to be related to gut health. And then just the simple thing, as an ER doc, I want people to be more regular. I don't want people to be bloated all day long. I want people to wake up feeling good. So yeah, the product's called Gut Rhythm. And if people are interested in it, they can go to naturemd.com. And we just launched this, and it's been a year plus in the works project, trying to create, you know, just the right formula with the right ingredients.
Yeah, that is so important. And we're talking to Dr. Travis Stork here in the National Defense. And yeah, I've seen another kind of concerning trend with medicine here lately, and I'm going to get your comments on this, but it seems like there are a lot of places, including chiropractic, that has tried to turn their practice into a one-stop shop for a lot of different things. There's a chiropractic place here that also offers mental health exam and nutrition counseling. What do you think about that?
Well, it all comes down to the individual or individuals and whether or not they're trustworthy. So I will never condemn a specific type of medicine. But what I will say is that you want to make sure you're getting your health advice from someone who knows what they're talking about. And so between you and I don't go to an orthopedic surgeon for mental health issues.
Right.
I just don't.
I don't want my dentist doing my colonoscopy, you know.
And I do agree with you. And I think that that's where, again, people need to be a little bit careful. Always do your own research. And that's why, honestly, I really enjoyed hosting the doctors, because the one thing that I tried to do as host was make sure that we were a gold standard. And I still to this day try to do that, because at the end of the day, I'm an ER doctor. I've learned a lot over the years. But even things, I'm never going to tell someone that, hey, you have to do this to be healthy. What I'm going to say is I recommend considering these things. But to your point, Randy, the other thing I'll just throw out there is you also have to be careful with social media personalities and you know, people, they don't really necessarily know what they're talking about. And they're like, oh, you know what? Do this and you're going to feel great. Right. And, you know, and it turns out you take something and it causes liver failure.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, so many people believe in Dr. Google and stand by that. I know when the doctors was on, my mom would always refer to you guys. I mean, her doctor would try to tell her something. They'd go, no. I saw on the doctors where you shouldn't do that. And man, I mean, she was like glued to you guys in terms of medical advice.
Well, I'm grateful for that. But, you know, again, back to the one thing I always say is the best thing you can do for your health is become the CEO of your own health. Have a primary care doctor that you trust. And then if you're going to make a major change in your health regimen, you know, just make sure you're doing what's best for you, the individual, because what works for me may be different than what works for you. And whether we're talking about a physical activity, but, you know, sort of back to why I'm on the call with you, the one thing that I can honestly say in all my years of experience now is so many of our issues start with gut health. And so if you're going to start in one place, like even this one simple tip for people, most of us don't get enough fiber. So one simple thing is, you know, 95% of us don't get enough fiber. And obviously fiber is a big part of the Gut Rhythm product I created. But just swap out your white breads and white pastas for some kind of whole grain. Or nowadays we have all these alternative types of pastas, for instance, that may be made of chickpeas or lentils.
Yeah, I just had the chickpea pasta the other night.
Not bad, right?
Yeah, it's not bad. It's not great.
Well, I will tell you, you have to sort of, you work with it and then you figure out a brand you like. But it's the beauty of it is that there are more options than ever. But that's one little tip, is just focus a little bit on trying to make sure you're getting enough fiber in your day. And then what that does is it gives your gut not only that nice dose of fiber to keep you regular, but those fibers are called prebiotics, and they feed all those good gut bacteria to keep your quote unquote gut in rhythm, which is of course why we called it gut rhythm, because that's what you want. You want your gut to wake up feeling great and not be bothering you when you go to bed at night. And unfortunately, a lot of the things we do at times, as you know, Randy, it does the opposite of that.
Right.
For our guts.
Right. And I'm kind of back, Travis, to I don't mind the idea of my dentist doing my colonoscopy. I mean, it depends on which way they flip the chair. You go in and you're ready to go. But hey, I want to ask you before we leave here. So all these years in the emergency room, what's the strangest thing you've ever seen? I had a group of firefighters on one time that had some incredible stories.
You know what? Without getting into details, probably back to your colonoscopy comment, I'm not going to get into specifics, but there are sometimes and things can get displaced in the human body and somehow end up in that part of your body, the colon, rectum area, and you're like, wow, how did this happen? And how in the world am I going to get it out? And I'll leave it at that.
If those are your first two questions in the morning, you might need more than a doctor. Dr. Travis Stork, man, thank you so much for being on. This has really been great. And if you go to is it NatureMD?
It's naturemd.com.
That is so great. Thank you so much, Travis. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.